Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for community comment. This week I've decided to talk about hate. And what is hate good for? Absolutely nothing. Let me be transparent though. I do hate haters. Every day the media presents a never-ending tirade of why we should hate others. Let's see, where do I begin? Well, I should hate a person if their political party is different from mine. I should hate them if they belong to a social, economic, or political group I disagree with. I should hate a person because their religion is different from mine or if they don't have a religion. I should hate a person because of who they sleep with or elect not to sleep with. I should hate a person because their gender identity doesn't match my perception of what their gender is. And I could go on and on. That's a lot of hate. You have to be a really secure person to be that judgmental. I mean, you have all the right answers and everybody else is wrong? You must be very special. Of course, being that judgmental sure doesn't leave you with many friends. Well, let me correct myself. You are left with those who think exactly like you. But wow, all that judgment? I thought that was supposed to be up to the biggest power in the universe. But some folks sure seem to want his or her job duties. And all of this hate? Just what does it accomplish? Do individuals honestly think that spewing hate will encourage the recipients of such vitriol to change? More and more, our society is struggling with how to express individuality. And wasn't that what our country was founded on? Individuality and freedom? But some people are just filled with fear. You look different, act different, think different, therefore you're a threat. Really? Are people's skin color, sexual orientation, gender identity, politics, religion, a reason to hate them? Are we that desperate for a reason to hate people? As I look at it, life's pretty damn short, and we do have a choice. You can either help folks or hurt folks. At the end of the day, when your house is on fire, your car is broken down, your kid is sick, and you need help, do you really care that the person helping you is different? Is that person's being different really a rationale not to help them? Life's hard enough. So I'm not sure why we'd want to go out and make it harder for someone else just to get through their day. Yeah, I know the world is changing fast and people are expressing themselves like never before, and that can make people pretty uncomfortable. Well, that doesn't mean we have to take out our anxiety and convert it into fear and hate. Thank goodness people are different. Cloning sure doesn't sound appealing. And who would be the base model? This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. We're all really different. And what that means is, we're individuals. Let's just leave the judging to God or whatever force created the universe and instead treat our neighbors with kindness and respect no matter how different they are. I mean, after all, don't we all just want to live our lives without fear and hate?
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.